again. If it's like that big, I'll get it, get my money back. But like that, if it's like that, come on. No, we've got to use it as an advert.
Hello.
Hello there. Is it Stuart?
Hi, who's that?
Hello, Stuart. It's Ben calling from MMA Legal. Giving you a call, Stuart. It's in regards to the Scottish Redress Scheme. You know, the inquiry made via social media? Yeah?
Yeah.
So, it's just to get our setup for you, get the ball rolling, Stuart, and let you know exactly what you may get from this and why we're able to claim. Okay?
Right, brilliant.
Perfect. So, just to confirm, it's Stuart McKnight, isn't it? Yeah?
Yep, Stuart Christopher McKnight.
Christopher, let's add that in there. Let's get your middle name in there, Stuart, in a second. Christopher McKnight. Okay. I've got an email address here for you, Stuart, of stuartmcknight79@icloud.com. Is that correct?
Yep. Yep, that's it.
Fantastic. And, of course, your mobile number, Stuart, the one we're calling you on today, yeah?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Stuart, could you just confirm your date of birth for me, please, Tom?
24/9/79.
Fantastic. And just your door number and most recent postcode, please, Stuart.
Sorry, what did you say there?
Just your address, Stuart. So your door number and your postcode.
12 Plainfield Road, Cross House, Kilmarnock, KA20JJ.
Let's have a look. Plainfield Road?
Yep.
Yep, fantastic. I've got that for you then there, Stuart. That's fine. Okay, and have you ever been known by any other names other than Stuart Christopher McKnight?
No.
Good stuff. Who is your local GP surgery at the moment, Stuart?
I'm not actually registered with one yet up here.
You know, no, that's not a problem. Like I say, if there is anything you don't know or, you know, you don't have the details or anything like that, just let me know.
I only moved up here, about a year ago, and I've not any reason to... I've struggled to get a fucking doctor, so I've not needed to. So I've not bothered, you know what I mean?
No, to be fair, that's a good thing, isn't it, Stuart? I mean, if you've not needed one, that's in general terms, it's a good thing, isn't it?
Up until 2 months ago, just before Christmas, I ripped my thumb out of place at work, so I've been at the hospital getting operations and all that and that, but apart from that, I've not needed a doctor.
No. Do you know what, Chris? I've never broke a bone in my body, and I snapped my tendon in my finger. I had to have an operation about 3 months ago. I was in a cast for a month as well, but I never had any trouble either.
That's what the operation was for. Like my thumb was right out. It popped back in, no bother, but I damaged the tendon and all that, so it was just popping in and out. So that's what the operation I got last week was for.
Yeah, that's it. So when I had it, I was like lay down on a sheet, and it was like I had a blue thing over, like as if I was on a C-section. And they numb my hands. I was awake during it. Probably the same with yourself. But
they put me out, so they did.
Oh, yours must have been a bit worse than mine. Then I was awake, but my whole hand was numb. I couldn't feel it. Stuart, how old are you at the moment, pal?
46.
46, okay. And what are your parents' names, fella?
I don't know my father. And my mother's Linda McKnight. She just passed away in November there.
Sorry to hear, pal. Sorry to hear.
No, it's alright.
Where were you living before you went into care there?
I was in Maryhill, Glasgow.
Do you know the street name?
I was 1416 Maryhill Road.
Yeah. 1416 Maryhill. MARYHILL. Glasgow, yeah? Maryhill Road, Glasgow.
G20. I don't know the rest.
7XL, I've got it. What dog have you got there? What dog have you got in the background there? What dog is it?
We just got him just before Christmas here. He's a Shih Tzu. His dad was a Shih Tzu and his mum was a wee poodle.
Ah, crazy thing is, Chris, that as I'm talking to you right now in the office, I've got a Bedlington poo sat next to me, my dog. He's a Bedlington Terrier cross poodle. He's literally lay on a cardboard box next to me in the street. The good thing about this place, we can bring dogs in and stuff, so it's very good. I keep calling you Chris because you made your name. Sorry, Stuart.
I'm sorry.
Did you have any siblings at all, pal? Any siblings?
I've got a brother and a sister.
Yeah, and what are their names, pal?
Trevor and Shelley.
Trevor and Shelley, did you say?
Yeah.
Have they got the same surname as yourself?
Yeah.
Do you know their date of birth at all?
Oh, my God.
Got your brain working now.
I think my sister's is the 22nd of January.
Yep.
Oh, stop I'm no. Oh shit, man.
No, don't worry about it. If you don't know it, it's okay. 22nd of January. Do you know the year? Do you have a guess?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Put it 22nd of January for now. And what about Trevor? Do you know his date of birth?
He's the 15th of September. And he just turned 41 now. So what would that? It would be 84, I think.
Write down. Yeah, no, it's not a problem. Like I say, this is just for your records. So when we go to, like say, the children's homes, or if they're open, or if not a local authority who's dealing with at the time, this just builds your case. When we go to them and say we've got a client called Stephen Christopher Knight, and they've got a brother and sister named Trevor and Shelley, it'll load up their details a lot quicker because we'll have more information to give them.
Yeah. My sister was never in care or anything like that, and I think my brother was in a children's home years ago, but it was on the other side of the country, do you know what I mean? I was never in together with them.
No, that's fine. It's just because when you would have went into care, they would have, for example, the care organisation would have had your mum's details on your file, they would have had what sisters you've got, brothers you've got. So it just helps us locate your file a lot quicker. Because there could be, say, 20 people, maybe 50 people in care called Stuart McKnight. You know, a lot of people are named the same, aren't they? So, what age was you when you went into a children's home, Stuart? What age?
I was about 13 when I first went into my first children's home.
Yeah.
And then I was in Loch Garry, like up Kelvindale in Glasgow, and then I ended up in, was it Ailsa? I think they changed the names to just the area, because it used to be Loch Garry, and then I think it changed, and then I moved to Ailsa Children's Home, and I think that got changed to Hindland.
Okay, so we'll start with the first one. So which was the first one you was in again?
Loch Garry.
How are you spelling that one? Locke Garry?
I think so. Well, I was only like 13 when I was in there. I didn't really pay attention. Do you know what I mean?
No, understandable. But let's have a look. Loch Garry. So there's already a witness statement here I can see straight away from some lady. Let's have a look. See if she's included information. Loch Garry was a children's home reception on Cleveland Drive in Glasgow.
LOCH.
Is that the one? Like I say, straight away, you know, it's like I say, a lot of people, they worry about putting claims in because they don't think people will believe them. But like I say, I've just put in what the children's home you've said straight away, and I've got a witness statement in front of me. This is on Google as well. So as soon as I type in Loch Garry,
it'll get better because I started off in Loch Garry, and the last one I was in was fucking Kelwar.
Yeah. Okay. How are you spelling that one?
Kerelaw.
Children's home. Was that in Glasgow as well?
No, it was in Stevenson. It was a List D school. A secure unit in List D school.
Yeah, okay. Let's have a look. Secure units. Try another look.
I think Care Law was kind of one of the reasons that this saw get started up, I think.
Ah, okay.
I think when it all came out about Care Law, it was a lot of, you're a shite.
give you a little bite. Is it a puppy? Well, you got him in November, didn't you? So yeah, it will be a puppy. As soon as I typed in what you said, it says here, former school worker given total of 28 years in jail for one campaign of abuse. And that's on about the Carlo Children's Home. So you are right there. Like I say, there's quite a lot of abuse there. So with the Loch Garry one, you joined there when you was 13. When did you leave there? How old was you?
Maybe about 14. I wasn't in too long.
Yeah, 1 year then, yeah?
Yeah, because I grew up in Glasgow. It was like with my gran, and then when my gran died, I went to live with like my great uncle. I was staying with my great uncle when I went into Loch Garry, and then when I got out, and then he died, and then I ended up fucking into Ailsa. And then I think I went to Ailsa. Where did I go after Ailsa? Cardross Assessment Centre. That's in Hellenborough.
So we'll go for the Care Law one first. So how old was when you moved into that one, do you reckon, roughly?
About 15.
And you were there for how many years, do you reckon?
I was only there for about a year. when I turned 16 and that, I left.
Yeah, okay. So, between Lock Garrett and Carlow, was you in the assessment centre in between those, or was it after Carlow?
No, it was before Carlow.
And what was the name of that assessment centre again?
Caldross.
How are you spelling that one? Is it C-A... Yep.
C-A-R-D-R-O-S-S. And that's something Helensbury.
Yeah, let's have a look. It was in Dumbarton?
Yeah, well, yeah. But can I just ask, between Dumbarton and Helensbury, kind of?
Yeah, okay, no problem. I just found that straight away, so that's good. Found that one. So you were there, say, from 14 till 15, would you say?
Yeah.
Just because there was 1 year missing in between, that's all. And then after Carlow, so you went from Lockgarra to Carross to Carlow. After Carlow, yeah. Where did you go then, pal? What was the one after?
No, I went from Lockgarra to Ailsa Children's Home, and then from Ailsa to Cadross, then to Carlow.
Okay, was there any abuse at Ailsa Children's Home? Any abuse there?
Sorry, say that again.
Was there any abuse in the Ailsa one? Was there any abuse there?
I was restrained a few times, in my opinion, excessively. Like, back then, I probably was a wee bit, a few times I maybe deserved to be restrained, but thinking back now, grown men, they went above and beyond, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, might a bit too much. To be fair, obviously they are going to restrain you through our noughts, but a lot of the times they were restraining people a lot more than they should have.
The amount of times my face and everything was covered in carpet burns, they were excessive.
No, understandable. Now, you know when you're saying Ayla, how are you spelling that one? Is it A-Y-L-A?
Sorry, say that again.
Yeah, to the name of that one, you know, the Ayla one, is it A-Y-L-A?
A-Y-L-S-A, Ailsa. Yeah. I think the name got changed to Hindland Children's Home.
Yeah. Okay, so I put that one in there as well. Let's include this. Okay, that's fine. And this is, I do hate asking this question, Stuart, but I do have to ask it. If in the next year, for example, something was to happen to you and you're not here to claim the money, who would you like us to pay the money to? Who would you like your beneficiary to be?
My daughter.
And what's your daughter's name there, Stuart?
It's Tegan McKnight, T-E-G-A-N.
T-E-G-A-N, perfect. Let's get an A in there, okay. Do you have a telephone number for Tegan?
I do, I don't know. Hold on.
No worries.
Yep, you there?
Yeah, still there.
Right, it's 079 441 55888.
Perfect. No problem. Okay, and what was the reason why you did get placed in Scarsdale, the initial reason?
Well, like I said, I was brought up in Glasgow with my gran.
Yep.
And after my gran died, that was the first that I met my mother and that, and I didn't want to go to live there at the time.
Yeah.
And I was a wee bit of a bad bastard, do you know what I mean? So I think that choice, they'd no other choice but to place me in a children's home at the time.
Yeah. Okay. And so we're going to go to the statement now. If there is any time where you do need to stop or take a break, or if it gets a bit too much for you, just let me know. So we'll start with Lock Garrett. What was the kind of day-to-day abuse you were facing there, sorry?
I can't even remember any staff members' names or anything like that. Do you know what I mean?
No, don't worry about that at all.
In Lock Garrett, there was a lot of mental abuse and all. They used to fucking speak to you. You were, like I say, if you even raised your voice, or if they were out to shout at you, you raised your voice, next minute you were fucking twisted up on the floor. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That wasn't, I wouldn't say that was day to day. It would depend what staff's on, if you know what I mean.
No, understandable. We're forcefully restrained. And
Because you get some of them that you just know were bringing their problems to Heyman and taking them out on us. Do you know what I mean?
No, that's understandable. Someone would annoy them and then they'd have favourites, wouldn't they? That's the bad thing about these kind of people. Yeah. We're hearing it on quite a lot of occasions. So that's a lot, Garen. What about when you went to Isla Children's Home? What was the kind of, you know, what's going on there?
It was just pretty much the same. It just, there was times you were getting restrained for nothing. There was like I say, I'd be covered in carpet burns. Because they'd have you under control. There'd be no need, but you'd still be on the ground getting dragged about a carpet or knee in the back of your head fucking for like 15 minutes. When there was no need, do you know what I mean?
No, that's it. You can include all this, but there's no need. Okay, that's fine. And Cardross Children, so moving on to that one. Was it, again, kind of the same, or...?
Cardross,
that's the one.
Cardross, to be fair, Cardross wasn't actually that bad.
Yeah.
I was restrained a couple of times, in my opinion, unnecessary, but compared to what Gary and Kerlaw, Cardross was actually okay.
I'll put that in there. So out of all the children's homes I was placed into, this was probably the least.
Well, for me, somebody else maybe had a totally different experience, do you know what I mean?
No, that's it. Everyone has their own independent experiences, don't they?
Yeah.
When I then moved into Carlow, so we're about Carlow now, so what was the kind again at Carlow? What was that like?
Oh, that was just... There was times when certain members of staff were on that I didn't want to come out of my room because I knew at some point during the day or night you were going to get a fucking slap to the back of the head or restrained fucking for no reason, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no reason. And it happened on multiple occasions, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Did you say that was the worst one you was in out of a lot of them?
100%.
Yeah. Yes, out of all the children's homes, I was placed into Carlow was the worst one. Would you say mental abuse as well?
Oh, definitely.
The abuse of mental and physical, and this was on a daily occurrence. They would hit me and slap me.
But it was like the silly wee mental things that they used to do that used to get to me, mate. Like silly things, like in Carlow, if you're under 16, if you had permission for your parents, you could smoke.
Yep.
But they used to keep your cigarettes and you were only allowed a certain amount a day and stuff. And it might sound petty and stupid, but at the time, you maybe knew you had 40 fags in the office. And they'd be telling you, no, you've nothing left for days.
Sure.
And then, then a different member of staff would be on. And be, they'd shout everybody down to the smoke room for their fag break.
Yeah.
And they'd shout me down. I'd be, I thought I'd nothing left. And they're like, no, you've got fucking two packages in the door. But it was just silly things like that used to get to me more than the fucking beatings, do you know what I mean?
No, that's understandable. So they're just trying to play games with you, aren't they? It's like mind games, isn't it?
I think I was kind of used to fucking getting hot and stuff, do you know what I mean? That was just part of the course back then, but it was these things got to me there, I think.
Yeah. Now, Stuart, you know, with your mobile, you don't use WhatsApp Messenger at all on your mobile phone, do you?
No.
No, it's just, we will need for the claim, we will need photo ID and proof of address. Now, the photo ID can be any ID you've got, so it can be a driving licence, passport, it can be a bus pass. Doesn't need to be an actual government one, it just needs to have your picture on it and show your face. So
I've got my passport.
Perfect. So Stuart, if I send you an email across, would you be able to reply to that email with a picture of your passport and a picture of any letter you've got just to prove where you live? It's just like, say, when we go to the local authority and we request the information, we can say, this is Stuart, here's his identification, and then they'll be able to release the files to us, you see, okay?
Yeah, that's right.
So I'll send it over now for you, bear me a second. So the Scottish Redress Scheme has the... Just to confirm, Stuart, your email is still stuartmcknight79, isn't it, at iCloud.com?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So it's required. So if you want to take a picture of the passport and the letter for me, just while we're on the phone, Stuart, while I send this email over.
Yep, I can do that.
Perfect.
In fact, you know something? I've still got my passport photos in my camera roll, so I could just send you one of them.
Yeah, perfect.
I'll find a letter now. Shit. What did I give all my letters to the hospital last week?
Yeah. It can be any letter. I've even had someone send a Paddy Power letter last week, so it can be any letter at all. Don't worry about it. Use of address. 2 seconds. Okay, so I've sent that email over to you there, Stuart. So you should get that email in a moment.
Brilliant.
I'm guessing you've sent like an attachment on email. Yeah, you got using my car.
Pardon? Sorry.
Because if not, have you ever sent like a picture on email before?
I can just go into your email and go to reply, can't I?
That's it, part of all.
Because I'm no very good technology wise.
So, to click on my email and click reply, if you hold your
Just any
letters, Stuart,
though. Oh, hold on. I've found an old bank statement.
That should be fine, then, pal.
I'll get a sort of I've not even opened it.
No worries. I don't get bank statements in the post no more. It's all online these days for me. It's all online. So I'd struggle to find any letters, to be fair. I don't think I have any letters at the moment.
Right. 2 seconds, my man.
No, it's take time, Stuart. There's no rush. Don't worry about it, pal.
The whole letter or just the top with my address and that?
The whole letter, if you can, Stuart. Like I say, if there's anything you want to blur out or cover up, you can do. We don't need to see your balance or your bank details. We just need to see the address and the date. That's all we need to see, pal. You can blur out anything you need to. Especially with a sensitive letter like with your bank details and such.
Yeah, I think that should be okay. Right. Email. Ben, is that you?
That's me.
Right. Go here. Reply.
Yeah, reply. And once you've got the chat.
Yeah. Oh, shit, I don't know how to get into my photos to send. Right. Reply.
When you're on the screen at first there.
Yeah. Oh, you're breaking up 6 seconds. I've sent you an email, a fresh reply.
Yep. And then when you click as if you're typing, it should come up with your keyboard and it should have some words above it. If you press the arrow that's pointing to the left, you'll see a paperclip.
Yep.
Click that paperclip, and then all you're doing is clicking photo library.
Yep, bam in at the note.
That's the one, pal. And just do the same for both of them. Has it let you click both of them, or have you got to do it individually, Paul?
No, that's me.
You've done it.
That's it.
And once you've done that, of course, click send for me. I'll let you know if it comes through correctly.
What's that? You can reduce the message size by scaling an image to one of the sizes below.
Just click actual image. Click actual image. I think it's actual image size.
Actual
or
image.
Large. Yeah,
I think that's it.
Now, once that comes through, I'll have a quick look at it and let you know. And then there's just a document I need signing, that's it. The document basically you're going to sign, it's called a letter of authority. It just gives us the authority to proceed with the claim and obviously, you know, go to the children's homes or the local authority and request the information we need for the claim.
Right.
So it's not come through just yet. It's probably because it's quite a large image that you've sent across. So I'll have professional work emails. Let's see if...
Yeah, but it's come up at the bottom saying sent from the...
Yeah,
two,
no, it's just... Yeah, it's just come through now. So, let's have a look. Okay, so you know how you sent a picture of yourself there, Stuart? What we need is just a picture of like your passport. You sent your passport picture, but we need, you know, a picture of the actual passport.
Right.
Yeah. It's a nice picture, though. It's a good picture.
that was about the 30th picture. I took the kit fucking sending it back to you. Oh, there's a shadow. It looks as if your eyes are closed. I'm thinking, fucking Jesus, man.
But you get these women who are allowed to put loads of makeup on and take their picture, that's fine, but when we need to do it.
Oh, no. Fucking... Oh, that was fucking stressful, trying to get it. Because the Holland was already booked. I didn't get my passport through until about a week before we left, you know what I mean?
At least you got it, that's a good thing. Because normally you have to go... Say, for example, like we're from Manchester at the moment, so... If you're a gambler, you go away in 5 days and your passport hasn't come, you've got to go to Liverpool and do it there and then. But they give it you the same day, so it's not too bad. So, you know, on your phone as well, have you got a picture of your passport? Your phone?
No, but I've just got to take a picture right now.
Oh, okay, perfect. So at least that anyway, you know how to do the email one.
Oh, shit, it's not sitting fucking shit. She tried to work with one hand.
That's why I love that. We wear headsets here, so I've got both hands free all the time. Can't complain. The wireless ones as well, to be fair, so we can walk around the room if you really want it to. They're not too bad.
I think this will be all right. It's a wee bit blurry, but you tell me.
Yeah, no worries. I can have a look in a moment. It'll take a moment to come through just like last time.
Hey, that's it, Sam. That should be coming your way.
Yeah, there is. Give it around 30, normally around 30, 40 seconds.
And you'll hear the timing down, Dean. That's already...
Sorry, Paul? Couldn't hear you then.
So you'll hear the timing down when Dean this already.
Oh, that's it. To be fair, because they're rather long calls, like, for example, we've been on the phone now for 17 minutes, I think, 18 minutes. So, like I say, the day does go quite quick. I mean, it's kind of sad what we do here, you know, what people have been through and such. It can get quite, you know...
Hey, if yourselves on the day and shit like this, I'd heard of it this years ago, and it's just why these things you think, you fuck it off and fuck it off. I just started a new job last year. It turns out a couple of the guys in there were in different children's homes and stuff. Not at the same time as me. But they put claims in, so they kind of talked me into actually doing it.
No, that's it. You might as well, at the end of the day, you know, I know it doesn't make it, you know, any better what you've been through. It doesn't change the past and, you know, the abuse you suffered, but it gives you a bit of money back to say, okay, so what you went through was wrong, and here's your compensation for it. And like I say, you know, the minimum is around £45,000. It can, we've seen clients get 100, 150,000. So it's a lot of money, but it doesn't make what you've been through any better. It doesn't, you know, make it worthwhile. But it does give you a bit, it does give you something for what you went through, you know, something you can enjoy yourself for the money, or there's a life changing amount of money to some people, £50,000, you know, £50,000.
Even just fucking just a couple of grand, man, I'd be fucking happy.
No, that's it. So there's one more thing I need to do now, Stuart. If you go back onto your emails, you have an email from myself. It's just a document I need to sign. Now this just gives us the authority, like I say, to get your file from the children's home and can obviously continue with the claim.
MMA legal?
Yeah, that's the one. MMA legal, that's the one. So if you click proceed to documents or start signing, it says one of the two, and then it should say proceed to documents.
Yep.
And then all you do is you click agree and continue.
Agree and continue.
And then you'll see a that's the one, and you'll see a signature box. If you click that box, you'll see three signatures you can choose from. Just an automated one for you. Click any of those, and then it'll take you to the next two boxes you need to sign, Stuart, and then it'll say finish at the top.
Oh, signature.
So the good news is with this one, you don't have to draw your signature. It'll give you automated ones you can use.
I'll go for that one.
Yeah. We used to have people, you know, draw, like as if it's a parcel, they'd draw like a recorded delivery parcel. People drawing them on, and the signatures just look silly at some point. So we put that in, it's a lot easier for people. So like I say, you'll know you're done when it says finish at the top.
Yeah. Just press that.
No worries, that came back to us, Stuart, so that's great. So Stuart, with your case now, we can now proceed with this. We can now go to the relevant children's homes and local authorities and request the information we need. Now, these claims, it's not something, Stuart, that happens overnight. You are looking at between a 7 to 12-month time frame. Like I say, we'll pay out for you because we do have a 100% success rate with these claims at the moment. There's basically not one claim we've taken on that hasn't been paid out, because if we don't think you've got a claim, Stuart, we'll be honest with you and very transparent, because it'll be a waste of our time and a waste of your time. So we'll just tell you straight away. With your case, Stuart, it looks like you have a case. You've been in several children's homes and you face the same kind of abuse in each one. Now, Stuart, the great good news is with this, well, we don't need any proof in regards to what you went through or who did it, because when you was in these children's homes, it won't just be you making a claim. There'll be a lot of other people making exactly the same claims because they suffered the same abuse.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a given. Like for example, the one I keep hearing about is Craig Haidu, and like I said, Dr. Bernardo's. Those two I keep hearing. I even had a lady yesterday, and I had a gentleman earlier, and I was talking to a lady, and I said, I just had a client who was in that same children's home. And she went, we're not allowed to give a full name. She went, what was his name? I said, Danny. And she knew exactly who it was. She was there the same time as him. And she told me exactly the abuse he suffered. So she said it exactly how he said it. Nah. So I'd say a lot of people in there. So it won't just be you, is it, obviously?
You will get folk that had a brilliant experience, but are still
claims
in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but even with like these claims, for example, a lot of people when they put an inquiry in, they'll say, "Oh, I don't think I'm entitled to anything," and then I'll say, "Well, what kind of things did you suffer?" And as soon as,
that's what I thought. When all the things started looking into the fucking children's homes and the care system and starting to pay compensation and stuff, the only stuff that you were kind of hearing about in the public, it was, like, the sexual abuse and stuff like that.
Because none
of that ever happened to me, but...
Yeah.
Like, I think I was just, nothing happened to me.
Thinking
all that stuff was just normal.
It was normal, it was, because obviously, you've got to understand, back then, it was, like, normal to get a slap around the ear, wasn't it, for example? It was kind of a normal thing, but... Yeah, I used to get one off my dad. I'm not going to lie. My dad used to give me a little slap around it, and it taught me right from wrong. But when you're in a children's home, they're supposed to care for you, not do things like that. They might need to restrain you now and then. They might need to restrain you now and then, which is fair enough if you are being out of order at the time.
I totally understand. A few times, definitely, it was maybe wanted, but not to the extent that they took it. Do you know what I mean?
That's it. that's it, pal. So they took it a bit more than they should have. Now, when they've got a duty of care, they're supposed to care for you and not be a horrible person. But a lot of people, it was just downright bullying, really. But sure, to be fair, you do have a case, because even if it was just mental abuse, so even if they were just calling you names, that's still abuse. You was hit, you was restrained, you know, things happened to you. So you are entitled to money back, because it is definitely abuse. Okay. Now, actually, I had someone the other day who said, I don't think it was abuse, I don't think I've got a case. Once he told me, I said, that's one of the worst cases I've ever heard, because the abuse he suffered. But he thought that was normal, just due to, you know, all his friends getting treated the same and such. But you're in a children's home, you're not in prison, you're not in a mental institute, you know, you're in a children's home because you've had a rough upbringing, or, you know, something's happened to you.
I've been in pretty much every institution you could think of, right? Honestly, some of the jails that I was in, you were treated better than what I was back then, thinking about it.
No, that's it. You're in jail now. I've heard it's like a holiday at the moment. I'm not gonna lie. You know, you get 3 meals a day. For to some people, they were like, say, homeless people and things like that. If I was homeless, I'd go straight into jail. You get 3 meals a day, you get a bed, TV. And it's kind of luxuries that a lot of people don't have, isn't it?
Well, it happens all the time up in Glasgow. See, when the winter really starts getting bad, the amount of homeless folk and all that are just throwing bricks at police motors or smashing windies, deliberately getting caught shoplifting, just so they can get a few weeks or a month or two.
Getting
a roof over their head. And, like, when I first started getting to jail until my last sentence, I only got out last year. And, like, you're sitting in a cell, mate. You're sitting there with your slippers and your house coat on, telly, hi-fi, Xbox, fucking... It's fucking... Don't get me wrong, it's still shite, but...
That's what I've always said, Stuart, if I was like, say, a very happy, that's what I would do is I'd go and rob a shop. If I got away with it, I got away with it, I got some money. If I didn't get away with it, I got a night in the cells or got prison.
Yeah.
It's going to be better. It's going to be better than living on the street. I'm guessing in Scotland it's very cold in the winter, isn't it?
Oh, aye.
It's freezing up there. Yeah, I bet it is. But Stuart, it's been a pleasure getting this started for you. You're a very nice lad. I've got all this sorted out for you now, so we're going to send it over to the solicitor for review. You will get a call from them in a couple of weeks to a month, just to make sure I've done my job cuts just today. So we've got these details for you. We've got the abuse that happened here, here and here, as this, this and this. Is it all correct? So of course, if it's correct, say yes. If it's not, let them know. Or if you want to add anything, let them know. Yeah. Because say, for example, in a few weeks' time, you might remember something that you've not remembered tonight, today, because I've just caught you off guard. So if you have a think about it, if there is anything else you want to add, let them know. The more information you've got, the better your case is. So it'll be easier for them to do for you. Well, that's everything I need from you, Stuart. If you need me in the meantime, you've got my number. This is my office mobile number. Right. Feel free to send me a text saying, hi, Ben, it's Stuart. Can you give me a call? And I'll give you a call straight away, okay?
I will do. Thank you.
Perfect. Not a problem, Stuart. It's been a pleasure as always. Like I say, if you need me, feel free to give me a call, Stuart. But I'm going to get this sorted for you now and get it sent over, okay?
Brilliant. Cheers, mate.
Perfect. Not a problem, Stuart. Have a lovely day, pal. Thank you very much for your time today, fella.
Hey, Ben. Cheers, bud. Bye.
Cheers, pal. Thanks, pal.